titled Welcome to America. I am just sitting back with my popcorn, laughing at these white folks that's losing their shit over all this bullshit going on and violence that they always do, always have done, continue to do, and never get called on their shit. Okay, let's just be for real. Black people been dealing with this since you brought us here. White people are some of the most barbaric people, violent people in the world. All you got to do is look at history. So all of y'all getting in your feelings, getting mad, whatever. Now some little teeny bit coming back your way and you're losing your shit. And I just think it's hilarious because we've been dealing for centuries at this point with the violence and the terror that y'all wreak on people that you don't like or that you don't agree with or that you feel should be beneath you. So, Mr. Pelosi, sorry. You know, it should nobody get hit in the head with a hammer. But the fact that he came there looking for your wife, we won't talk about a lot of the stuff she's done or passed or legislation that's gone by the wayside that could help folks. While, you know, she's doing videos talking about the different types of chocolate ice cream she got in y'all's refrigerator. Okay, does that mean he's supposed to get beat up? No. But what I'm saying is you're finally getting a little bit of your own shit back. Now, how is this fool gonna be able to break into your house and do what he did? And at least the man did survive. Okay, but look how many of us that got killed by the police, whatever. Then you're gonna bring up black crime and what y'all do to each other. You all, white people, do more to each other than we do. Okay, let's get that fact. Though you painted us as the poster child for violent crime, it's really you. It's you that's on welfare, white folks. It's you taking drugs. And, nothing becomes a problem until it affects you. Oh, meth heads. Oh, it's just an addiction. But you put crack in our neighborhood. And then we was all crackheads. Like, what did the man say? Don't call the police, call the crackhead. That y'all created, because where do black people make drugs or have a ship, a plane, or whatever to bring it in the community? So it's a well-known fact you all put drugs in our community. Okay, and so now that you got all these meth heads and white folks with no teeth going around, oh, it's an addiction, it's a problem. So you always whitewash everything, every pathology that you have. And I think it's pathetic. And people are getting tired of it. Okay, so all the crime, all the whatever. Okay, now Mr. Pelosi gets his head knocked in with a hammer. How did that man even get in your house is what I want to know. Okay, but either way, you start to get back a little bit of the shit that you turn and look the other way with. September 11th. I don't know why I'm having a flashback on that. With the January insurrection, as you call it. No, it was a bunch of barbarians coming in to take over government, talking about killing people. Black people done went to jail for conspiracy. Conspiracy, as my friend said, over some anything. We didn't got a locked up key to the jail thrown away in there. Look at all these brothers coming out of jail and spent 20, 30, 40 years in jail for shit they did not do that you know they did not do. Okay, ain't a shred of evidence, and they spent decades in the pen. And here these white folks, these Peckerwoods, I'm gonna call them, as that we see in the South, is the going talking about killing people, tried to kill people, did everything, climbing walls, doing But 2 years later, we still trying to figure out who did what. When you know who did what, you know, you got all the evidence you need. But it's white people, so God forbid if any of you went to jail that were innocent. Oh my dear God, that can't possibly happen. We gotta keep going through everything that we can to find the evidence. And then you got all of y'all Trump supporters and people that want to come up with every excuse under the sun. When if it was anybody else, like I said, if there was those all insurrectionists were all black, we'd still be mopping up blood. That's how stuff goes in this country. Like I said, welcome to America. Here you got an ex-president that broke every law, did all kind of stuff to make money, and made money off of the government. You still can't convict his ass of nothing. That's why, really, with this election coming up, I think I'm going to vote for a brother that's running for mayor of Long Beach. But that'll probably be about it to try to help the brother out. Other than that, black people, what we vote for? We vote like gangbusters and get nothing. So all y'all worried, you going to let the Republican. The Republicans and Democrats are the same thing, and ain't neither one of them doing a damn thing for you. And then, let the white folks get back what they've been putting out. Let them pick up what they've been putting down. It's the way I look at it. We're not going to get shit out of it either way. So what difference does it make? And y'all always want to blame when somebody loses or whatever on black folks. We're coming out in better percentages than you all. When you look at the total, the ratios of how many black people per capita are voting as opposed to white people. Why don't you never want to blame white folks? Always, it's the blacks and it's the people of color. And oh my God, the Hispanics are going Republican. What are we going to do? You're always looking at what can you do to get their vote and never you take ours for granted. Well, I feel like you want to take it for granted. Okay, how about I don't vote? And don't start with the ancestors that they died for us trying to get freedom. They didn't die for us to be a damn fool and keep voting for some bullshit. Do you think they would want us to still vote if they've seen after all these decades, every time we voted, we've gotten nothing, including from the first black president, which has been a black one before him, but I digress. You know, come on. And what's really starting to happen, a lot of black folks are waking up. A lot of people of color are waking up. Because my thing is this, let the white folks have it. Let them have whatever they want to have. They want to disenfranchise you. They don't want to live near you. They want this. They want that. Why are we still worried about what they think? My thing is, we need to be in a nation-building mindset that I've said a million times on this station and build our own shit and let them have it. Because they've effed it up. Okay, this experiment in democracy is going to hell in a handbasket. And all the violence that you all perpetrate against everybody else is coming back on you. So what people of color, and this is people of color all over the world, we need to step back, keep our stuff together, and let you have it. Go on, white folks. You know everything. You don't hold each other accountable for shit. You let everything go. White is right. White supremacy is the order of the day. Go ahead. And we need to keep our stuff to ourselves. I've tried to organize some black creators on TikTok that we need to pull our stuff, put a red, black, and green flag on everything that we do. And I'm going to find out intellectual property-wise all the beats and songs and stuff that go viral on there that black creators have made. I bet you're not getting the money that from the other music that's on there. You need to get your portion of your music. And we already know, black people stepped away from TikTok, it would be sorry as hell. And it's the same thing with everything in this country. Who's got the juice? We do, and we don't get shit for it. You use our music, you use our swag, you use our food, you use everything, our dance moves, everything. Black, 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 blackity, black, black. But then you want to talk about us, we crazy. Okay, we don't have shit. And even a broke watch is correct. 2 times a day. Kanye, I ain't taking up for that Negro. He getting back a lot of his own shit. But the good, the true shit he's talking about is the fact that look at what they doing to him. Now, they going to say, he's anti-Semitic. But everybody that's dogging him out with his brand, with his stuff, what are they? So he ain't lying. He ain't lying. Hey, they're just making the point for him. So you don't want his money? I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd take my money and put it somewhere else. You need to put it in a black bank. That's what your ass need to do. Okay? Your brand, your clothes, your take it back. Do it yourself. That's what, if he was any kind of, if you trying to be conscious, Negro, well, then do it. Be completely independent. And they asses will cry like a baby. Because Adidas, what the hell is Adidas? Who wants that ugly shit? Without him, they ain't going to be making no sales. See, the best way to get the white folks is your money. Nah, hey, no cap. Okay, that's the best way. So we need to let you go. And y'all going to do and create something yourself. And see what you going to have. Not much. If we not buying it or creating it, what you got? To be honest with you, that's the bottom line. And if the sooner we can wake up and see our greatness and see what we can do, damn what they want or what they think or what, let them have their shit, okay? Take yours and go somewhere else. We need to pick our little marbles up and lead the game and let them keep playing the game and kill off each other. Because that's what you're doing. You're shooting every damn body. It was any black boys killing people like that. You talk about racial profiling. But y'all need to do one against all the little crazy, wild hair, wide eyed, looking crazy white boys going around doing all this shooting and killing babies. Okay, then your punk ass police down in Uvalde or whatever, standing outside, staying out, didn't even, punk asses wouldn't even go inside. Where did I lose my job? What? That is your job. And you let all them babies die mainly because they was little Hispanic babies, Spanish babies for the most part, so you didn't give a fuck. Okay, that's America. Violence is America. It's in the fabric. H. Ralph Brown said, what? Violence is as American as apple pie. And he ain't never lied. And then what? You white folks will lose your shit for somebody calling the truth on you. Well, who really gives a damn? I know I don't. I know I don't. I'm over here. I'm trying to figure my own shit out. I'm not getting ready to get all upset and crazy and oh my God. And you know, it's the black and the white keys on the piano that play the Star Spangled Banner. I don't think so. I'm going to write another song. And you know, we can do some drums or something. I ain't worried about no black or white keys. I don't know, especially with black people. Why are you still trying to work with somebody that don't give a shit about you? Period. I don't know. There's really no other way they can show you they don't give a damn. Don't want you to vote. I'd be damned if I'm going to keep voting in something that I'm not going to get shit out of. If you going to try to scare me talking about the Republican, you are the Republicans. Democrats, Republicans, same thing. Same thing, ultimately. Because, yeah, you say, oh, well, the Democrats passed more legislation. What have they passed lately? Okay? And then if the Republicans get the House and the Senate again, you really ain't going to get nothing. The Supreme Court ain't did shit for black people, but dogged us out, too. So the hell with them, too. And with Uncle Thomas on there and his crazy ass wife, you know, who cares? Who cares? He ain't never done and will never do anything. Now talk about affirmative action and his ass, that's how he got to where he got. But then he's going to be against it. And then let's be frank, white women got more from affirmative action than black people have. Let's just keep the facts. Let's just keep it 100. So here we go. Fighting, voting, fighting, walk slow, singing low. No, I say pull back, black people. Get a hold of your intellectual property. Okay, because if it wasn't for us, all our music, all our stuff, white people are boring. Y'all, what do y'all make but make money off of us? You take all our shit. Okay, so we need to start holding on to it, making you pay for it. So all this cultural appropriation, pay. Pay for it. That's what needs to happen. Then maybe we'll get somewhere. So like I said, welcome to America, because now y'all starting to get a little bit back of the bullshit that you've been putting out for centuries against us. I could care less. So we're going to see come Tuesday who's going to win, who's not. Because don't come blaming it on people of color. You white folks and white women especially are the ones that's caught making these calls. And all y'all want to talk, how do Republicans keep winning if Democrats are such saviors to the world? They're not. They all working in cahoots. You can believe that. So let's see what y'all white folks going to do November 8th. Okay? Because really, the rest of our folks you made null and void by the time you gerrymandered to death a district or whatever. So go ahead. Keep on. You don't want us to vote? We don't have to vote. Let's go. Let's go, black people. Let's go somewhere else. Let's start our own shit. We need our own party. So whoever comes to us with what we want, that's who we'll vote for. I don't give a damn. Green Party, Libertarians, who ain't nothing but Republicans that smoke weed. Anybody else, that's it. Get something for ourselves and for our vote. I wouldn't give a damn if it's the Martian Green Party. Whatever. Because running behind Democrats ain't got you nothing. Okay, so we're going to see, and we're going to see what's about to happen to this so-called experiment in democracy. Because now, y'all starting to see your own violence and how you terrorized everybody else. Well, it's coming home. But as Malcolm said, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.